So now we'll just switch it around. You're Allah.
Allah.
You're Adonai. I'm Hariom. You guys are going to be Yehovah. So Yehovah is just tricky, but we're going to have to do it slower. Okay. We'll have to do it slower.
Yehovah, 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 Yehovah.
people, and we'll do this for like an hour. Like we'll get in a park, we'll get something, just do it for about an hour and see what happens. You know, because it would just be so hypnotic. The more you get into it, the more it kind of grows on you. Like when you guys did great with that Yehovah.
That's a good one.
You didn't lose. It's beautiful. Like, and Yehovah and Adonai play on each other. So it's just two Yehovahs for one Adonai, right? So it's Adonai and Yehovah. And the Har Yom comes in and challenges it. Right? So when it's challenging it, like when you're trying to say it can put you off your beat, or challenge it. But that challenge gets you more concentrated in your meditation, or in your chant. And it just opens it up a little bit more. So this is the value of this kind of chanting. It's just something special. Some people chant together, but they chant long, slow things, and it goes on forever. You know, like that happened. But this is just a little bit faster and a little bit more alive, but it's still undoing our mind. So anytime when I'm just chanting on my own, Har Yom, Har Yom, Har Yom, if my mind's thinking too much, I chant louder and I clap louder or faster just to get buzzing. So if I can't stop thinking, at least I'm clapping, I'm buzzing, I'm fighting it. And then when I stop, at least for a moment or two, I got a moment to do a silence. You know, it's a common sense of thing. You're just fighting to get there. This year, I just made a decision. I'm not watching any TV. I'm not listening to any news on the radio. I'm not listening to radio. I'm not going to read a newspaper for the year. That's it. Well, what difference is it going to make to the world?
Nothing.
Make a big difference to me. It just restores a simplicity.
Are you a big TV watcher?
Oh, I like sports. I like detective shows. Yeah, I watch stuff, you know. Stupid stuff. You get pulled in. But I guess you're thinking a certain way, and then I find that I'm dreaming those plots. I make my own dreams up, but I have the plots going on, you know. And I'm trying to get clear there, you know, so that it's clearing across the board. So, okay, we'll switch it around. Now, you guys are Har Yom. You're Allah. You got it?
That's easy.
This means you're Yehovah. And I'm Adonai. Okay. Har Yom and Allah start at the same time. There's an Allah for Harry.
Har Yom,
Allah, and Om. You're starting Harry, Allah is the same time. Om and Allah starts at the same time. So there's two Allahs. Harry, Om, Allah. Pardon?
I'm just worried about Allah.
Just be it. Don't worry. You just be it. Just be it. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
So whenever, if you get lost, you just hear the Harry, Om, because they play off each other.
Yeah.
You hear the Harry, Om, and just say, Harry, Om, Allah. You're just coming in, saying it for each syllable. Okay, this time we'll start with Harry, Om, and we'll do the Allah. Harry, Om, don't go too fast.
Harry, Om,
we'll pick it up when we're all in.
Harry, Om, Harry, Om, Harry, Om.
Slow down a bit more.
Harry, Om, 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 Harry, Om. Allah, 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 Allah. Yehovah, 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 Yehovah,
No, I'm Allah. You're Hari Om. You're Adonai. And you guys are Yehovah. Now, Yehovah and Adonai, there's two Yehovahs for one Adonai. So if you lose it, you come in at the beginning of Adonai. So Adonai's like, Adonai, Adonai, Yehovah, 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 Adonai. So they fit together like that. So when we're doing it, once you get your pattern going, you should try and get your voice so you're hearing the person across you, and you hear that pattern coming in. Then eventually you hear the people beside you, but it's more distant. There's a tendency to just try and hold your own. Mm-hmm. But eventually you loosen up to hear. When you can hear all four, it starts doing different things. You start hearing it. So, or feeling it more.
How does the Allah and the Hari Om go?
Allah is like Hari. Hari is Allah. Om is Allah. It's just, you're saying two Allahs for Hari Om.
Right, because it's two syllables.
You don't have to worry, you're starting.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll start with you, and then we'll start with the, I think it'd be easier to bring the Adonai in, and then we'll bring the Yehovah in, and then I'll come in with Allah. Okay. Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om. No, no, you're Hari Om.
Oh, you said wait.
You did Allah.
Oh. Hari. But he said Allah. Yeah, that's what
confused. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Hari Om. I'm Allah.
No, because you had started saying that you'd be Allah.
Yeah, it starts spinning, right? So, okay. You're Hari Om. You're Hari Om. You're Hari Om.
You used to be Allah.
Okay. Hari Om, 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 Adonai, 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 Hari Om, 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 Hari Om,
Hari Om,
Yehovah, Yehovah, Yehovah. first times you do it, it takes a little while to into, but it's just, it grows. The last one we're going to do, we're going to take the, we don't have enough to do the I Ching, to just do the eight.
Can I ask a question before we move on? So this time, I was able to hear the counterpart this way, and then hear that. I couldn't hear the fourth
one. That's the hardest one here. When you're doing Hari Om, the Yehovah is the hardest to hear, because it puts a, it's three and four, it's like, Hari Om, Yehovah, Yehovah, Hari Om. It's like they fight each other.
But because I couldn't, I could get.
It's what makes it sound African, actually, because the rhythms are actually what happens in African music.
But it's really interesting because the first experiences, you know, like I want to be focused just on mine to get it, right? And drown out all the other sounds. And then it's just a process of being able to
when
let
you
it
start,
in.
When you get your feeling into it, and you start relaxing, you start listening to people, and you start feeling the whole thing. And when everyone starts feeling it, I mean, it really is a sound temple, you know, and we grow in our relationship to it.